Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today is Silvana Aaron. God brought her over here from Pakistan as a young 22-year-old woman with her family. They immigrated to America because they were Christians and religious persecution. Thank you for joining me today, Silvana.
Thank you, Karen.
Well, Silvana, I want you to share with us how we can effectively communicate our Christian journey with Muslims and how to do so in a particularly charged political environment in America.
Karen, I have many Muslim friends and even relatives that are educated, caring people, and I trust them. You know, we humans have a fear of the unknown, and yes, Americans are fearful of the Muslims. Fear is the devil's dark room where he develops the negative, and we must not allow this. I encourage Americans to grab this opportunity we have at present in the U.S., where the mission field is at our doorstep, and share God's love. If you were to ask any Muslim convert as to what prompted them to be open to Jesus, they will say to you it was because the love someone showed to them. Never get into an argument about their beliefs or their prophet. Only talk about your faith and talk about Jesus. They believe in Jesus being born of a virgin, performing all of the miracles, and that he was without sin and a prophet. So it is easy to talk about how Jesus loved people and loves them too. Show love, accept, greet, invite, fulfill needs, set an example of God's love.
I love how you communicate. It shares the heart of God. I encourage our listeners to join us again tomorrow as you share more about how God is currently using you in speaking engagements across America to share your faith. Thanks for being with us today, Silvana.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Daily Radio Program. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families or any of the resources mentioned, call us at 1-888-777-5188 or visit our website at nebraskafamilyalliance.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter.